Good afternoon. Thank you for being here. And again, my name is Hui Song. I'm from the Association of Asian Pacific Community Health Organization. And today I will present on the impact of enabling services on certain health outcomes. Okay, so today's presentation is mainly about one of our projects, the Enabling Services Accountability Project. And so enabling services are non-clinical services that are aimed to increase the access to healthcare and also to improve quality of care provided to health center patients. And it includes all kinds of non-clinical services such as interpretation, transportation, health education, case management, and so on. So far, there have been several studies that have shown that enabling services are critical in providing access and quality of care to patients. However, enabling services are usually non-reimbursed or are underfunded at community health centers. And also, there hasn't been much data on enabling services. Therefore, this presentation want to fill in the information gap and to show the association between enabling services and the health outcomes. Okay, so something about APCHO. APCHO stands for Association of Asian Pacific Community Health Organizations, and we are a national membership organization, and right now we have 25 community health organizations as our members. And most of these community health centers serve predominantly Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and other Pacific Islanders, and most of them are medically underserved populations. So as the graph show here, APCHO member FQHCs, which stand for Federally Qualified Health Centers, provide a significant number of enabling services compared to the national average number of enabling services at national FQHCs. So for this study, we want to analyze the impact of enabling services on certain health outcomes, including diabetes, birth weight, immunization, and also healthy weight counseling rate provided to overweight children. And sorry that it's not really asthma focused, but asthma is definitely one of our future research area. Through this study, we want to provide an overview of demographics of both enabling services users and non-users. So we want to provide better understanding of the relationship between enabling services and health outcomes, and particularly for AAPIs, that is Asian Americans and other Pacific Islanders. Also, we want to provide useful information to help policymakers to make informed decisions and help them to address the needs of community health centers. So as this enabling services project actually started back in 2004, and it was stimulated by the strong interests of several of our community health centers, since they were providing a lot of enabling services at their health centers, but a lot of them were not reimbursed. Therefore, they want APCHO to take the lead to conduct some research and to show the impact of enabling services. So we have developed several tools such as the enabling services encounter form and also data collection protocol to health centers to help them collect data. And last year, in 2007, it was actually the first time for us to link enabling services to certain health outcome measures. And we've developed a study logic model, methodology, and also we provided sample databases to health centers to help them collect data. So this project is truly a partnership among APCHO and our community health centers. So right now there are four health centers participating in this project that include Charles B. Wong Community Health Center in New York, International Community Health Services in Seattle, Kalihi Palama Health Center in Hawaii, and also Wainai Coast Comprehensive Health Center in Hawaii. Okay, so for this study, as I mentioned, we looked at four different performance measures, and these measures were selected by our participating health centers, and since these are the areas they were mostly interested in, and these are all national measures that are from Bureau of Primary Health Care clinical measures, HRSA Uniform Database System, and also HRSA Clinical Measures. So the first measure is diabetes. So we looked at the most recent hemoglobin A1C level for all diabetes patients in 2007. We also looked at the appropriate immunization rates among children who turned 2 years of age in 2007. Third measure is the birth weight measure. We looked at the average birth weight for all infants who were born in 2007. And last measure is the healthy weight counseling rate measure. And we looked at the delivery of counseling treatment or other interventions that were provided to overweight children at the four health centers. Okay, so here's a study sample. We divided all patients for the four measures into two groups. The first group is the enabling services user group that include all patients who received at once enabling services, at least once enabling services in 2007. And the second group is the non-user group that include all the patients who didn't receive any enabling services in 2007. And this group serves as a comparison group for the study. And I want to make a note here that the ES non-user group for the birth weight measure was so small, only 34 out of more than 1,000 patients. Therefore, later on when I talk about the demographic comparison between the two groups, we didn't include the analysis for this measure since the sample size was too small. Okay, so we first looked at the demographics of the two groups. So for the ethnicity, all three measures show that most patients were Asian Americans and other Pacific Islanders, and for both groups. And this demographic pattern is very consistent with the patient demographics at the four community health centers. We also looked at the payer sources of both groups. And for all three measures, it showed that uninsured patients, which are the same as the self-pay patients on the graph, had the highest percentage of enabling services users. And the second group with the highest percentage of enabling services users was the users that have public insurances, such as Medicaid and Medicare. And patients with private insurance had the lowest percentage of enabling services users, and this means that they had the least need for enabling services, which quite makes sense since patients with public insurance are usually patients with stable jobs, higher income, better educated, while patients that are uninsured are usually medically underserved and they often have a larger need for enabling services. So coming to the performance measures, so for the diabetes measure, enabling services showed significantly better outcomes than the non-user group. So we can see on the graph on the left, enabling services, for enabling services users, the average HbA1c level was significantly lower than the non-user group. And also the user group had a larger percentage of patients who had their diabetes under control compared to the non-user group. And the second measure is the immunization rate measure, and it also showed that enabling services users had a significantly higher percentage of patients that received appropriate immunization rate compared to the non-user group. And for the other two measures, the healthy weight counseling measure for overweight children and the infant birth weight measure for all infants, we didn't really find any statistically significant result, and therefore there's no significant difference between the two groups. In conclusion, so enabling services users showed better outcomes for diabetes and immunization measures, and there was no significant result found for birth weight measure and healthy weight counseling measures. And we patient demographics, the majority of patients were AAPIs, most of which were Chinese, Vietnamese, and Native Hawaiian. And the data also showed that uninsured patients and patients with public insurance were more likely to use enabling services, and patients with public private insurance had the less need for enabling services. We also looked at what kind of enabling services were provided at these health centers, and among all the various enabling services, the majority of them were case management, financial counseling, interpretation, and health education. So overall, the study showed that enabling services are essential in providing quality of health care to medically underserved populations. Therefore, resources and fundings need to be secured for these community health centers for them to continue to provide enabling services at these health centers. There are certainly some limitations of the study. The first limitation is the unequal sample sizes of both enabling services users and non-users. And also, it is important to note that enabling services provided were not specific to each performance measure. So in the future, we would like to look at whether a certain category of enabling services can impact a certain health outcome. For example, whether health education could improve the health outcomes for diabetes patients. And so I will skip the other two. So for we are interested in some future studies. First of all, we will continue to collect data on performance measures and also data on enabling services. So once we have multiple years of data, we will conduct some trend analysis for performance measures. And also, we are interested in evaluating the impact of different enabling services on health outcomes, as I mentioned, like whether the impact of health education on diabetes outcomes. Also, we want to look at enabling services, the impact of enabling services utilization on other performance measures, and asthma might be one of them. And lastly, if possible, we want to conduct some sort of cost or resource analysis to look at impact of enabling services on reducing number of doctor's visits. So eventually, to look at whether enabling services could reduce the cost of health care. So that concludes my presentation, and thank you. And I welcome any questions at the end. Thanks.
Our fourth presenter is Aaron Owen. Aaron is a senior research associate at Health Policy Research Northwest in Eugene, Oregon. HPRN is a private nonprofit organization that evaluates healthcare needs, analyzes the impact of health policies, and conducts research on ways to improve outcomes and the financial value of healthcare services. Aaron.
And I'm going to start while this loads because I talk really fast.